Hello, and welcome to another broadcast of Chit Chat Cafe on the Artist First Radio Network. This show and all shows can be downloaded free and on demand at artistfirst.com. And now here's your host of the Chit Chat Cafe, Nancy and Lisa.
Hi, everyone. This is Nancy. And I am so excited. We've been waiting all week for tonight's show. We're just thrilled. We're having actor, writer, and model Christopher Scott Grimaldi. Melanie Simon, the co-founder of CirqueCell Skincare, is joining us. And our affiliate, CBS's Bold and the Beautiful's very own John McCook. Lisa, isn't this great? We've been talking all week how excited we are about tonight's show.
Yeah, we got some cool guests on. Yep.
Very exciting.
Before we get to our first guest, I just want to bitch about something.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Why is the Super Bowl on at 6:30 at night on a Sunday? Don't they know that that's people's wind-down time? Why is it
I know, it should be Saturday.
Saturday night, because people go to parties down. Saturday night, or 1 or 2, 3 o'clock, even 4 o'clock on a Sunday. Why 6:30? That's so ridiculous. Anyway, I'm done bitching.
I know.
I just want to say that. Put that out there.
Well, we've been busy at Chit Chat Cafe Live tweeting all about the Super Bowl and posting it. And Lisa has fabulous ideas for some of those. I like those strawberry dipped in chocolate that look like a football on your Facebook page.
Aren't they cute?
They're so cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who do you want to win? I like the Giants.
Of course, the Giants. Absolutely.
We have to. We need to do that.
Yeah, we're Jersey girls. they play in New Jersey, so.
Exactly.
We're Eagles cheerleaders girls, but that's you know, maybe next year.
And that Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles was a highlight of our careers, and so the Giants were cheering for.
Right. So anyway, let's get to our guest, because we're running a little late tonight. We started late. I'd like to introduce our first guest. His name is Christopher Scott Grimaldi. He's a writer, a model, an actor, and the host of the new syndicated travel show, Awesome Adventures. And if whoever knows me knows that traveling is my biggest passion. And his first novel will be published in a week or two. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Good, great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So you're a graduate of the Tisch School of the New York University. Very, very, very impressive.
Yeah, thank you. You were talking about Jersey. I served a lot of drinks on the Jersey Shore while I was going to school. I had to pay for my education.
Where? What shore? Which particular?
Wildwood, New Jersey.
Oh, well, me too.
We love it.
I get a house with my girlfriend.
way back in the day, a place called the Fairview Cafe.
Oh, yeah. How funny. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember going there. Ever go to the Sundance down there, too?
The Sundance, all those places, yeah. Spent a lot of time in Wildwood. Yeah.
Speaking of Sundance, you were just at the Sundance Film Festival. Like, that's, like, mega cool.
Yes, I was, and I go every year, and it is a great time. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. You get to see some great movies, a lot of parties.
Talk about the movies. Who cares about the movie? Let's hear about the parties and the celebrities.
Well, there are a lot of parties, and you get to see famous people, and it's interesting now. There's a lot of sponsorship, so Patron is one of the big sponsors out there, so you get to drink a lot of tequila for free at a lot of parties. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, so you have a lot of fun. And I had a really good time this year. It was really great. The weather was great. Got a chance to snowboard a little bit, which is also fun. And just talk to a lot of people in the business, and it's great. It's a lot of fun.
So you go basically to
network, to talk to people, to network, to see movies. But like you said, we don't care about the movies. It's a great opportunity. It's sort of like concentrated Hollywood, but more sort of independent film minded, which tends to be the kind of stuff that I focus on. And you know, act in and all that sort of thing. So it's just a great place to meet people. I met some great people there, some really good friends, and it's just a good time.
Now, can anybody go, or do you have to be invited?
No, you can go. Anybody can go. You have to get movie tickets is kind of an involved process. You have to go online, and it sort of like works on a lottery system. It's really complex because it's very difficult to get tickets. But yeah, you can go. I met a few people who it was on their bucket list, and they said, I'm here just because I wanted to see, wanted to come to the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, so you can go out and enjoy yourselves.
Did you see any movie stars this year?
I didn't see as many as I have in years past. I saw a few TV stars, a few, sort of smaller people. No one big. In the past, I've seen, people like Pierce Brosnan and, people like that. I've gotten a chance to sort of say hi and talk to some of those folks. And Mark Ruffalo, I had a great conversation with once, tried to get him to sign on to a movie that I'm trying to make. But he's a big star. But it's fun. It's a really great, intimate, casual atmosphere in which to talk about films and filmmaking and the process. It's great. It's really a good time. I enjoy it every year.
Good. Yeah. Tell us about your new syndicated travel show, Awesome Adventures. What is that going to entail? Like, where are you going to travel to?
Well, we're going to travel all over the place. The show actually has existed for a few years now, and they're sort of rebooting it. Steve Rotfeld Productions is the company, and they're rebooting the show. I'm going to be the new host, and we're basically, the show takes teenagers, like, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, two or three, and takes them on an adventure. And that adventure could be anything from, kayaking to snowboarding or doing something fun like that, and something hopefully unique and interesting, and just basically goes through the process with them and just, has an awesome adventure. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I love travel. I've done a lot of traveling for as a spokesperson for Apple Vacations, a vacation company. Done a lot of work with them.
Yeah.
So
I travel agent. I used to book them all the time.
Oh yeah, they're a great company, and I've had a lot of fun working with them and for them, and traveled to the Dominican Republic and Mexico and a bunch of places. So it's a lot of fun.
I was going to ask if I could be your personal assistant. So you said it was travel for like 15 and 16 year olds. I thought it was
like, Well, yeah, you don't want to deal with them.
No, it's fine with that. But kayaking, I'm more kind of an indoor kind of girl.
Oh, okay.
Like a city girl going. If you want to go to Madrid or you're going to go to Paris.
Yeah. Well, I would love that. Hopefully, I don't know what the activities would be in those places other than
shopping.
Drinking wine and eating cheese and sitting in cafes. That'd be fun too. I could do that. So I'll let you know when we start doing it. If we go to any of those places, I'll let you know. You can be my assistant.
Okay, I volunteer to be your assistant.
Okay, sounds good.
So Nancy, you want to talk about his new exciting thing that's coming out on Valentine's Day?
Oh, I am very excited, Lisa. You know that I love to read all the books. So Scott, please, Christopher Scott, tell us about your book coming out.
Okay, it's called Adult World, and as the title might suggest, it's a little racy. It's
like that.
Yeah, it's about a kid, an 18-year-old kid, senior in high school, who gets a job at a pornographic video and specialty store.
And how did he get that job?
Well, his friend's dad owns the store.
Okay.
So on his 18th birthday, he just happens to stop in, and he gets offered a job, and over the course of a couple of months, gets quite the extracurricular education and learns that not everybody in his life is who he thought they were.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Does this come from experience, this book?
I'm sorry?
Does this book come from experience?
No direct experience. Just I just loved the paradox of a place called Adult World where the sort of men have a very unadult sort of approach to human relationships. Let's put it that way. So I love the paradox of that, and I thought that would be a fun place to sort of write. It's a comic novel, but also a very sweet coming of age story. Sort of along the lines of we're talking like movies, talking about like Cameron Crowe movie, Almost Famous. Did you ever see any of those films? Very sweet story with an earnest character, but also very racy and funny at the same time. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I would love that.
I think you would.
Yeah. Now, a lot of your other writing has been novel and screenplay. Continental
yes.
Drift, for example, and
yes.
Illumina
yeah.
Man.
That was, the Illumina Man was a great script that actually that I had optioned a few times, actually, but just couldn't get made. And interestingly, there was a film this year called Take Shelter is very similar in tone and sort of and theme as that. But I did really well with that, and it got me a Pennsylvania Council of the Arts Screenwriter Fellowship a couple years back, and that was really nice. So looking forward to still trying to do that. I have that written as a novel, and I'll publish that as soon as possible. And Continental Drift is a long sort of epic kind of road story, cross-country road story about a wedding photographer who gets a letter from an old girlfriend who's about to get married in Portland, Oregon, and decides to go and stop her. So it's that's kind of a great story. And that novel was actually a semifinalist for the Amazon Breakthrough Novel Award a couple of years back. So I'm still trying to get that one published, but I'm happy with that. I look forward to doing more with that in the future.
And that Continental Drift was also a semifinalist in HBO's Project Greenlight competition.
Yes. Yeah. It was the first year that came out. It was interesting because the script, the way that worked, Project Greenlight, it was a, they did it on the web, and people submitted the screenplays, and then other readers read them and rated them. So other writers and readers basically judged the screenplays, and then it sort of made the next cut, and then made the next cut, and I had to make a video and fill out a whole form, and the idea was, it was Matt Damon and Ben Affleck sort of right after their success, and they were going to give a filmmaker $1 million to make a movie. And so I thought, okay, well, they're going to want someone who's a responsible person to make a movie, you know, and all that sort of thing. But what they really wanted was good television, because it was a reality show. And this is the beginning of sort of real, before reality shows really started happening. And so I made the mistake of looking like a responsible filmmaker as opposed to a character. So I think that's why I didn't get chosen for that. But I was happy to get to have the experience and to, you know, have people read my work and help me, you know, move forward with it. So.
Well, back to adult world.
Yes.
Are you having, you know, book sign? You're getting ready for book signings, and
I'm
just thrilled to bring it out. Tell us.
I'm going to do as much book signing and promotion as I possibly can. I'm sure I'll do a lot on the internet. That's what you have to do these days. You know, you have to do a lot of your own marketing, and get out and have people read your work, and hopefully, word of mouth will help it spread. I've actually had a lot of teen readers read it already, like 17, 18-year-olds, because it's very racy, and I don't want really young teenagers. I don't really call it a young adult book, because young adult people, they tend to think of young adult as like 13 and 14, and it's probably a little too racy for that age. But the kids who've read it, like seniors in high school, just love it and want all their friends to read it. So I'm really looking forward to that segment of the audience.
Well, we can't wait to read it.
Well, I can't wait to have you read it. And
that's
so
great.
As soon as it's out, I'll send you a copy.
And it's going to be our pleasure to help promote it all over our Facebook, our website, Twitter.
Well, I'll appreciate that.
So what do you do in your free time?
Oh, in my free time, I'm usually writing. Whenever I have free time, I'm writing. Like I said, I like to travel. Did Sundance. A year ago, in the summer, I had a great experience. I spent about a month and a half to 2 months following the end of the space shuttle program. I was down there writing newspaper articles and photographing that experience, which was really fantastic, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I got to be on the launch pad while Atlantis was there, and got to climb up on it was the launch pad where Apollo 11, you know, left for the moon. It was really quite an experience to be down there at NASA, and I'm actually hoping to get awesome adventures to go down there and do something else there. There's a lot happening there with some private people developing space programs and that sort of thing. So I like to do all sorts of different things. As you can tell, I try to do as many things as I possibly can.
Yeah, you've got an exciting career going on.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So far it's been able to allow me to do the things that I love to do and to have fun, and I'm really looking forward to doing it, you know, with the travel show. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
When does that start?
We're talking right now about putting together the production schedule. So in a couple of weeks we'll start shooting, and then hopefully, you know, a couple of weeks to a couple of months after that it'll start airing. So I'm just looking forward to that. I just love traveling. So that's my favorite thing in the world to do.
Me too.
Yeah. I've done the cross-country drive 10 times. And two of those times I was researching the novel, Continental Drift, that I wrote. But, you know, one of my favorite things in the world to do is just go to a national park and bring my camera and just hike and backpack and photograph. So do a little photography as well. It's another one of my slash things, actor, writer,
creative.
Slash. Yeah. Yeah, as long as I'm creating something, I'm always happy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you related to the Grimaldis of Monaco?
I am distantly. It didn't do me a whole lot of good to be over there. When I was in Monaco years ago, I was traveling Europe, and the only thing it did was got me into the Grand Prix for free. I was able to show my passport, and I was like, I'm a Grimaldi, look, come on. And the guy was like, okay, go ahead.
Nice.
But that was about it. I think
exciting.
I was afraid I might get arrested for impersonating royalty if I tried to go any further than that.
You didn't get invited to Prince Albert's wedding last summer?
No, I didn't. Not that close. We are aligned. One of my family members has the family tree, and I know we're on it, but we're just way down.
Nice.
Way down and way out. So, but that doesn't stop me from, you know, pretending like I'm royalty anyway.
Us either, Lisa and I. We pretend,
right.
Too.
You pretend, well, you are. You are royalty. You don't need to pretend. So I'm used to asking people questions more than being asked questions. So, you know, it's fun for me.
All right, ask us one.
Okay, so you were Eagles cheerleaders, both of you?
Yes,
that's how we met when we were 18.
When you were 18, what, a few years ago, just a couple of years ago, right?
That was just a couple years ago.
Just a couple years ago. So what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Parties.
And I heard you talking before that you're rooting for the Giants.
Sunday night ridiculous for a party for football.
Yeah, it usually is. I think it should be. It should probably be Saturday, but you know, I guess it's, you know, football Sunday. It's traditional, and I guess it's at the hour. I think to your question, Lisa, I think the hour is for primetime ratings in the East mostly. I think that's what they're going for, because that's when, you know, that's the networks want to get those big ratings at night. So I think that's probably why. Plus, it's earlier on the West Coast as well. That would make it 3:30 or 4 o'clock on the West Coast. So
the perfect timing.
Yeah. I think they know what they're doing, these NFL guys.
Well, I know that the E-Trade babies have a new commercial, and the new baby says, "Hi, Nancy, entertainment diva."
Really?
So, I saw the commercial today for that. I'm thinking, oh, okay.
Perfect.
Now we'll have to have him say, "Hi, Lisa."
There you go.
So we really are having fun talking with you, and we can't wait to read your book and, like we said, promote it.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to be doing a lot of promoting, a lot of talking about it. I'll be doing readings. I'll be doing, you know, I'll probably be doing, performing an audiobook myself, which will be fun.
Oh, I like that. I love those.
Yes. So if you don't want to sit and actually read it, you can listen to it on your, you know, in the car on your way to work.
So you'll have to come back on again and, you know, promote it again.
Anytime. My pleasure.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Seems like the time went right by.
Anytime. And good luck with your book, and we'll be seeing you on Facebook, and we'll have you back on again.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate
good
that.
Good night.
Look forward
thank
to seeing
you.
It. Good night to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec? Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish the sales report and then I'll lie down for a bit.
But shouldn't I...
No, I'll be fine.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly has trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We were just driving to school. Yeah, the music was loud. And we were all talking. I thought I had everything under control. Until I hit that kid in the crosswalk.
Please, look for pedestrians. Stop for them. Think of the impact you could make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
When tornadoes raked the South, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. As communities lay in ruins, it was the hams who let their families know their loved ones were safe. When the power and cell phones went out, the hams were there, helping rescuers get the message through. Wherever catastrophes strike, amateur radio is ready. Amateur radio works when other communications don't. Contact the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, on the web at emergencyradio.org. That's emergencyradio.org.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids who don't know where they'll get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ron Chepsik, and I am a co-producer and co-host of Crime Beat, Issues, Personalities, and Controversies from the Dark Side. We hope you can join my co-producer and co-host, Willie Hareb, and me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Artist First Worldwide Radio Network. We will take you into the back alleys and boardrooms of the world's most fascinating subject, crime. We have a diverse group of guests on the show who will talk about a wide range of fascinating subjects. They include organized crime, drug trafficking, government corruption, sports scandals, victims' rights, and crime as it relates to the war on terror. Our shows are timely and always stimulating. So we hope you can tune in on Thursday at 8 p.m. for another Dynamite program about crime. Past shows are available free. Visit artistfirst.com. Stay tuned.
And now back to Chit Chat Cafe with Nancy and Lisa.
Welcome back, everyone. We are very excited to speak to our next guest. She is the co-founder of Cirque Cell Skincare, which is dedicated to providing effective, multi-purpose, cutting-edge products that are free of harmful elements that deliver immediate results. Welcome, Melanie Simon. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction.
We love our listeners to really get into this with us, and I have to start by saying, I am in love with Cirque Cell Skincare. Oh my gosh, my skin feels like silk.
I love to hear that. That makes my day.
So I first want to talk about, in researching, your cleanser that has a half oil, half clay, with meadow foam seed oil and geothermal clay. And when I use it, I detect a mint smell.
Yes, the spearmint.
Oh, and it just cleanses my skin so gorgeously, and it even takes off my mascara.
It does. It's kind of an all-around cleanser. It really, really does it all. It's definitely probably the one of the most popular items in the line.
And I love it. You know, I wanted to start talking about that because, you know, it's the first one. And a lot of my friends, when I talk to them about Cirque Cell Skincare, they look at me and say, what do you mean oil in a cleanser? Tell us more about that.
So cleansers are, they're much more important than most of us really think they are.
Melanie, when I talk to my friends about Cirque Cell skincare, and I've told them how much I love the cleanser, and I tell them it's half oil, they're surprised to hear that oil is part of the cleanser.
Yes. So we really designed this cleanser to work for all types of people. The idea in the oil that we're able to impurities without stripping the natural oils of the skin. The clay.
And the oil is from the Arctic Circle, of all places. It's wonderful.
The clay is from the Arctic Circle.
Okay.
And the oil is the medicine seed oil, but the two together give you lovely balance, really diverse. Everyone can use it. It will really help people who have problems with acne, dry skin. Just it's those cleansers will work for everyone. And as I was saying earlier, cleansers, we consider them not important at all. They are actually quite important. And they're important because if you have the wrong cleanser or you're cleansed too much, it can really damage your skin. You're susceptible other to
you are listening to Chit Chat Cafe live on the Artist First Radio Network. We're having a little technical difficulties with Melanie's phone line, and she's going to try a different line and call into the broadcast shortly. In the meantime, let's turn things back over to Nancy and Lisa.
Well, Melanie will be calling in a minute. She's having a blizzard where she's calling from. I think she said Colorado, which I know they're getting extreme snow all day. Hi, Melanie. Melanie, is that you? I know that in Colorado they've had extreme snow. Lisa, did you see it on the news?
You know what?
Can you hear me,
watch the news today.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, I'm in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in the middle of a blizzard. So
in Wyoming. Okay, my son's in Montana. That's how I knew about your snow.
Yes.
All right, let's get
blizzard blow in, and we have all sorts of phone issues going on.
Ah, well, okay, let's get back. The second step that we want to talk about is the Dew pH Perfector.
Yes.
We need that in our in this winter to help hydrate our skin.
We need this in general. This is something that's crucial for everyone. This is a product that will make everyone's skin look dewy and beautiful. It's something that's superficially treating the skin. So there are two types of products. There are the types of products that can work to make more of a systemic change, and there are types of products that are working on the top layers of tissue that are they're dead layers of tissue. There's no blood or nerve supply there, but it is a very important layer of the skin because it's protecting these lower layers where the nerve endings and the blood supply is, and it's regulating moisture in the skin. And so when you don't have this top layer treated properly, the overall appearance of the skin is lackluster and dull. So this product called Dew, is really efficient at making the epidermis, the top layer of the skin, the layer of the skin that we all see every day when we're walking around, it makes that layer beautiful. It makes it reflect light. It's very luminous. It's glowing.
And I must say, Melanie, I'm smiling at myself in the mirror because using CirqueCell skincare, I have no lackluster skin tonight.
That's fantastic.
Oh, what can we say? I'm in love with the cream ER3. My skin is like silk.
So the line is definitely built to work together. It really works as a system perfectly when they're all layered together. So when you have cleansed with the geothermal clay cleanser, you've prepped the skin to get it to the perfect pH with the Dew, and the perfect pH in all aging studies is 5.5, and that's right where your skin ends up when you finish with the Dew. Then you apply the creme ER3, and you're really getting on the way to having this, you know, really perfect complexion.
Well, that's what we hope for. I just love it. My wrinkles look diminished, and it's just fabulous.
And this, the creme ER3 is really, we designed this with Dr. Michael Gallitzer. He is Suzanne Summers, bioidentical hormone replacement doctor in Santa Monica, California. He helped us develop this cream to really help women who have started to see the effects of a hormonal decline. And that really starts to happen at about age 30. And what this cream is really developed to do is to fill those receptors that are no longer getting the same amount of estrogen or progesterone with these plant-based ingredients. And when those receptors are full, the skin responds differently in a more, and it performs more optimally. And that's really the point to the creme ER3.
Well, it's fabulous. Now tell everyone about the mask.
The Aria Mask Serum, this system is really developed to replicate what I do in my treatments with my clients in my three different locations. And I really specialize in low electrical currents that mimic the pattern of the brain repair mode. So I use a combination of devices to put low electrical current into the skin that is very similar to what the brain produces during delta sleep.
Wow. Well, Melanie, we would like to have you join us again as our guest. I'm going to email you and schedule so that we can have a longer time because our listeners have been messaging us. Our boards are lighting up. They want to hear more from you. Would you join us again on Chit Chat Cafe Live?
Absolutely.
When you're not in a blizzard, and put on your creme ER3 and stay warm tonight.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
And thank you. And I'm going to email you tonight to set up a new date.
Fantastic. Have a lovely night.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
She's having a blizzard, and we're having 50 degrees over here in the east.
Yes, and you know, we have a new guest at the cafe, Lisa.
I know. Our next guest. I'd love to introduce him. We are thrilled to have John McCook on, who plays Eric Forrester on our affiliate, CBS Daytime Drama, The Bold and the Beautiful.
Hey, you guys.
Welcome, John. This is quite the honor. I have to tell you.
It's an honor for me, too, and the weather is beautiful, so what the heck, you know, good weather, and to be honored on the phone is a nice thing. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us, you're going to be doing a comedy.
Well, yeah. You know, people think we don't do comedy, but we're very funny over at the Bold and Beautiful all the time. Nobody ever sees it, that's all. I think everybody on soaps has a really good time doing executing our material, you know, and it's so full of angst and romance and serious business that in order to get through the day without spilling all of your emotional money that you have to begin the day with, we act pretty silly all the time, and so I think that the energy and the goofiness that we use at work, I hope is gonna work good for me on Saturday night here.
So now it's a hilarious improv show called The Hollywood Dream Roll, right? And it's on Saturday, February 4th at 10:30 p.m. at the Acme Comedy in Hollywood.
That's right. It's on La Brea. Yeah, cool. Yep.
Can you give us a hint of what it's going to be like?
Well, you know, I don't know yet. I do know that they are going to protect me, as they do all their guests. I'm the guest star, and they don't, you know, this is not a situation where they put me in an awkward position. In fact, they put me out front and take care of me very well. And if they look in the face of the guest and they see blankness in the eyes, then they can take off and lead you somewhere else. So I'm told by others who have done it as the guest that it's really a fun experience. So I'm looking forward to it. I know that I will decide on Saturday morning whether my dream role is to be a cowboy or a general in World War II, or if I want to be a any number of things, a romantic older man, whatever I decide to play, then they will go with that, and we will work on it Saturday morning, and then I will leave, and they will decide what they're going to do with Mr. McCook, and then when I show up Saturday night, they just throw me in, and it should be really fun.
It sounds like fun. I guess it's different than what you have to do every day with all the traumas and the dramas and the
oh my god, yes.
From the soap operas.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be much more.
It's a nice change.
Much more relaxed, and I think there's no script, and so that, you know, as an actor, I've never done improv before, and so I've done a lot of theater, of course, and I'm not at all intimidated by being on a stage in front of people, but I've always had a script and a score to sing and stuff to do, so this is going to be a really new, fun experience for me, I know.
That's cool. So you're on the Bold and the Beautiful, and you work how many days a week? You figure doing that?
Well, we work the show tapes. We tape 4 days a week,
uh-huh.
And we do 8 shows in 4 days.
Wow,
and,
that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Although we're only a half hour show, but it's still a lot. You're right. It's a huge amount of material. We do like 80, 90 pages a day, and people that work on film people that do episodic TV can't really wrap their brains around that because they do 10 pages a day or 12
right,
at the
right.
most, or even 4 and 5 on a feature film. So, you know, working on a soap is great for anybody, whether you're a young person starting out or an old person like me who's been around for a while. It's challenging and it never gets boring, and the job is to make it really live, you know. And we're not doing... Oh, it's so hard to explain. You know, we're really not doing theatrical literature. We're not doing Tennessee Williams here or O'Neill. We're doing soap opera, and it requires a great deal of creative energy and creativity from the actors who are doing it. If you just read the lines, you're not really doing the job. You really need to bring it alive, you know, mm-hmm. off the page in a way that... the way other stuff is written, doesn't require the same. It requires a great deal, but not exactly the same thing. It's
You're
a very
a veteran
unique
actor.
Situation.
What do you think of all the soap operas shutting down? That must be sad.
Well, it is sad. It's and it's horrifying for so many actors that have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a really sad thing for us to see a lot of our colleagues in New York and. They happen to be New York shows that have been canceled. The shows that are here in L.A. have survived so far. But there's only four soap operas left on the air, and there used to be like 11 or 12 at a time.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, the world is changing, and we have to accept that. And even those of us who are, we feel pretty secure on The Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful because we're the number one and number two shows, and we have higher ratings than the soaps that were much higher ratings than the shows that were canceled. But we are expensive to produce, and compared to talk shows and game shows and cooking shows, we're very, very expensive. So we just have to see how patient CBS is with our shows, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. Our ratings are down, you know, like everybody else's, but the ratings for everything on television are down. Ratings for you know, American Idol are down. Ratings for all the CSIs and stuff, the ratings are not the same on television as they were 5 years ago, let alone 10 or 15 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different business. Television broadcasting is real different now.
Well, hi, John. I'm Nancy Barty. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. I'm fine.
Well, I was about to tease, you know, because I love comedy, and say the ratings are down on TV because they're all listening to our Chit Chat Cafe live show.
That must be it. Okay, you're in big trouble with me now. Big trouble.
And my other little comedy thing is, of course, I'm doing my best for the TV ratings because I'm the kind of gal, I turn my TV on first thing in the morning while I'm making coffee, and
yeah,
it stays on the whole day like a dear friend until,
wow,
I go to bed at night.
Well, look at you. That's cool. That's, so you like now everybody, like Ellen is your best buddy. And
yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
good.
And that's how I grew up, and, you know, I'm used to that. And so it's so fun to say hello to my dear friend, Eric Forrester.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you. That's really fun. You know, it's really fun to have been on one show and playing the same part for like 25 years. I mean, it's stunning. We're coming up on, in March, 1 month from now, Bold and Beautiful celebrates our 25th year.
And, oh, my God, already.
We can't even,
like
we don't
story.
Even get it, you know. Yeah, and we're young compared to even Young and Restless, General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, the shows that are left, those shows have all been on longer than we have. But for us to get 25 years under our belt is really amazing, and we're very proud of that, and very happy that our show does so well everywhere in this country and all over the world, really. So we're hanging in there, you know, we're hanging in there.
Well, we're very excited. Lisa and I love comedy. We look forward to going to the Hollywood Dream Roll. We know that it's one of the most hilarious improv shows. And again, to let our listeners know, it's this Saturday, February 4th at 10:30 p.m. at the Acme Comedy Hollywood, which is on Bray Avenue in L.A., correct?
It's on La Brea, yeah.
La Brea.
Very close to Beverly Boulevard. Yeah, it's, oh my God, it's so cool. It's a cool little theater, and it's one of the best. It's one of the best improv theaters in town, and one of the best improv companies too. The different people that work there, and so doing Hollywood Dream Roll is a fun, really fun idea for me. I hope to see you there. I'll be able to meet you. You have to wear a funny hat though, but otherwise I won't know you.
Oh, well, we won't be able to come to this show, but we want you to do another one so that we can come. Lisa's in New Jersey, and
yeah,
I'm in Minnesota.
All right, well, if you get started now, you can make it. What is
That's
this?
Right.
This is Thursday. Come on. Come on. No, you have to, like, get out of your winter. Okay, next summer, then. We'll do it a summer thing so you can find the airport.
That'd be great. And we really would like to come to this Hollywood Dream sometime. That'd be fabulous. Lisa,
sure.
I know that you would like to chat again.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, look, yeah, sure.
Yep, we're due for a trip to California.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, let's go now. So what do you do in your free time?
Well, you know what? I'm like this family guy. You know, a lot of soap opera actors get that wonderful. We have that wonderful advantage. I have... My three kids are, like, all grown now, but even our youngest is gone. She's 21 and out of the house and has her own place now. But, you know, all these years I've been, a suburbanite. Lorette and I have been living in suburban L.A. and raising our kids. And so we're to the point now where where and I work less on the show than I used to. I don't do all, you know, 5 episodes a week anymore. I'm doing like more like 2 episodes a week, and even less sometimes. And so I do have more time to myself. But really, right now, I'm just reading. You know, I live in California, and I take care of our house, and I'm banging things out, banging nails outside, and maintaining the house, and enjoying the wonderful weather these days, because we're having a really warm winter this year, and very little rain, and certainly no snow, you know, but very little rain. And so it's really been a fun time. So Loretta and I are getting to the point where we can go, we can drive around a little bit, go up to Santa Barbara or San Francisco or San Diego or whatever, and travel around a little bit, not too far from
home.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Now, you were on Arrested Development. How was that?
Oh, I see that it is in my it's in my bio because I was on it, but I was on it as a radio. You could hear my voice. It's like this, what we're doing now.
Oh, okay.
I actually did a voiceover. I was a television. I was a television voice coming out of the TV when 2 of the characters were released from prison, and someone else was listening to TV, and they go, wait, listen, and you could hear me talking about the 2 characters who had just been released from prison. That's all that was. So I didn't get to meet anybody or do any of that stuff.
Oh, I see.
But I do get residuals from it, I'm very glad to say. And,
that's always helpful.
Sure.
That's funny.
Yeah. But, you know, I didn't do, let's see, I haven't done nearly as much voiceover work as a lot of actors do. You know, a lot of actors make their whole living doing voiceover. And now, as you know, you guys, you're doing your show from 2 different places on computers and on telephones.
Satellite.
I mean, you know, yeah. And these guys that you used to have to go someplace and go into a sound booth with a microphone and audition to play the character or read the copy for a car commercial or a beer or whatever. And now the guys that make their living do it. They have a sound. They have a little sound booth like Superman, like in a closet. And they go in there and they punch it up online and they send their auditions, or they even do the work on a microphone from their bedroom, and they don't have to go anywhere. It's pretty cool. But those people have it pretty much sewn up, you know?
Hey, well, we have a message here that just came in from a listener named Megan, and she's really curious. Do you have any idea what you're going to suggest for the comedy show? What do you think your character should be? Are you thinking a pirate, or?
No, I'm not. You know what I'm thinking? Why, Megan, where's Megan? Is Megan in L.A.? Are you going to come see the show?
No, she's in New York.
She's in New York, okay. I was thinking that I would like to be, I've always wanted to play the part of a director, a film director, who is making movies and making a movie and ordering everyone around, but who is kind of insecure. And I think that would be fun. It would be fun for the company to play actors and to play the people around him in a film production. But I may not end up doing that because I'm a couple of days away from it, and I haven't talked to the company. I have 2 or 3 ideas. No, I'm not going to do a pirate. No, I'm not going to do a pirate.
We're thinking. I personally
maybe I'll do a film director with a patch over his eye. That would be good.
That'd be different. But I'm personally picturing you like a James Bond character.
Yeah. But, you know, I got to wear a tuxedo for that. You know. Although the martini thing is a good idea.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we will see. I think that I'm maybe a little older than most of the people that do it. And so I think maybe I should do something a little different than maybe they're used to doing. But I'm going to save that until I actually meet with them and talk to them Saturday morning and with their input, and then we'll decide something then.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Well, I'm going to recover from doing Saturday night. And then I'm just going to sit at home, you know. I'm going to sit at home with my son is here. Jake is here, so we'll watch it together. It's really quiet. We might end up going next door. There's a raucous, there's kind of a raucous crowd of jock men over there, men in their 60s and 70s who are ex-jocks, you know. They all walk with a limp and they smell bad, you know.
Ooh.
So we
like
might
hokey, right?
We might want to go over there and join them because it's a very manly sort of loud butch thing to do. So we might go join them instead of just sitting at home, you know.
Well, this has been a pleasure and the honor, I have to tell you. It's so cool that we're actually talking to you, really.
Cool, thank you. You're very sweet to say so.
And I'm just to tell everyone that you're going to be at the Acme Comedy Hollywood on Saturday, February 4th at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's a Hollywood Dream Roll. And the address again? I don't think I have the address right here. Nancy, do you have the address?
I don't have the address either, except that it's on...
It's 135
yeah.
North La Brea Avenue in L.A. And I think Lisa and I, we're going to be live streaming it, so we'll be able to tune in.
Oh, right. Of course. It's online, so you won't miss it, you know.
No, we're not going to miss it. You're going to hear us shouting, go!
Okay. And you'll fix a drink for yourself and enjoy. Okay, good.
Thank you so much, and we hope you'll join us again here on the Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Okay,
thanks,
ladies. See you in the summer.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too.
Goodbye. Thank you. Bye. What a sweet
man.
Oh,
that was so much fun. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're thanking our sponsors tonight, Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, St. Croix Orthopedics. Our producer, Corey King, is off tonight, so we're thanking Kyle and the fabulous Scott Z from Artist First.
And we'd like to thank our guests, Christopher Scott Grimaldi, Melanie Simon, and John McCook. I'm inviting everyone to enjoy our archives, perhaps our Davy Jones archive, or Melania Trump, or Jeff Ashton, the prosecuting attorney from the Casey Anthony case. All you have to do is go to our website, scroll down to the date that you'd like to listen, click the date, and just enjoy our shows while you're playing on Facebook or doing work.
So thank you all for joining us tonight. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Go Giants.
Thanks.